Hi, I'm David Liss, your host of the Wellness Musketeers podcast. Today, please join us for our micro musketeer moment with our special guest, Corbin Dooley. Corbin has overcome three separate suicides by people he cares about deeply. The first by his girlfriend and two others by his aunt and his mother. In this episode, Corbin will teach you about the 10 survival tactics that have helped him as a man get through the darkest moments of his life.
Hi, I'm Corbin Dooley. Welcome to the Micro Musketeer Moment of the Wellness Musketeers podcast. Today, you will learn the 10 survival tactics that have helped me get through the darkest moments of my life. As a three-time suicide survivor, I leaned on these tools to help me overcome the trauma I experienced. I've spent most of my life as a music entrepreneur. When my mother took her own life, I turned to music, not just as a producer or label owner, but as an artist. I used different styles of music to fit what emotional healing I needed at that moment. While writing and recording my latest album, the alternative country-focused Western Trauma, the vulnerability of turning journal entries into songs opened deeper conversations with friends about their struggles. These are my 10 survival tactics. I hope they inspire you to discover your own healing journey. Number 1, journaling. Logging thoughts, feelings, and activities of each day helps with expression, reflection, and nostalgia. It works both ways, to help me reflect on good times and to observe the progress I've made from the bad. Number 2, communication. Bottling things up never helps. Talking with friends allows me to clear my mind and allows me to rationalize my feelings through another person's perspective. Number 3, yoga. Gentle yoga offers a calm, restorative approach to exercise, allowing me to relieve tension through stretching. Number 4, meditation. In a world that's busier than ever, meditation is an essential tool to recalibrate and reset. Taking the time to calm my mind allows me to approach the day with clarity. Number 5, music creation. Artistic expression, in my case, music creation, allows me to convey emotions and thoughts into relatable pieces of music. The process of creating without rules and restrictions is a truly cathartic experience. Number 6, cannabis. Cannabis can be an extremely useful resource. I've found strains that support and enhance my day and productivity. Cannabis is a wonderful mood stabilizer. Number 7, reading. Reading offers the ability to learn in a calm and peaceful environment. It's my quiet time away from music, helping to restore a balance between my input and output. Number 8, long drives. I enjoy the calming meditation of taking a long drive. While I can't be reading emails or responding to messages, it's an intentional disengagement while observing the world around me. Number 9, exercising. Exercise can take many forms. I enjoy walking, hiking, and bicycling. Finding your exercise rituals can provide balance. Number 10, diet. Maintaining a balanced diet is essential for mental clarity and physical health. I choose moderation and a mostly vegan lifestyle. I believe you can find your path with moderation in any choice you make. Thank you for listening to my 10 survival tactics. I hope you are inspired to find what can work for you. If you feel this episode can help someone, please share this Micro Musketeer moment today. To hear my latest album, Western Trauma, including remixes and the instrumentals used in the background of today's episode, go to your favorite music streaming platforms. You can search for Corbin Dooley. You can also follow me on social media at Corbin Dooley and find me online at CorbinDooley.com.